Here we go. I am here with the director, writer, producer, Jeff Watlow, for Fantasy Island. Well, a new look at Fantasy Island.
Yes.
Hi.
A revisiting of Fantasy Island.
Well, this is not the Fantasy Island of my youth.
Interesting.
Definitely not. And by the way, you were a toddler when that one came out.
I was young, but I do remember it. And also, I remember how seared into the public consciousness it was. More than any particular episode, everybody knew that show. It was almost like, I don't know what else you would compare it to. Like, it's bigger than Love Boat, you know.
Oh, yeah. It was completely different.
Maybe the only comp would be something like Knight Rider, you know, the way that car, the Trans Am, is kind of seared into the public consciousness. I think Mr. Rourke in his white suit, you know, it's just a part of pop culture in such a fundamental way during that time.
Well, I think specifically for especially the Latino community,
yes.
Ricardo Montalban, you know,
right?
There was just something about his presence.
Yeah, and what was interesting too is even though he's as famous, if not maybe even slightly more famous, for playing Khan, I think because Rourke, there's just a merging between Montalban and Rourke that goes even beyond an actor playing a role. And I think it has something to do with the whole Corinthian leather campaign, right? It just all kind of got, it all just melted into one persona.
Yes, you can't say one without the
other. Yeah.
So when this project came to you, I mean, was this an idea of yours or you? It was brought to you?
It's an interesting hybrid kind of. I had an idea for another story, this notion that was inspired by Fantasy Island, this notion of a place where you could go, like a haunted house or a hotel or something, mm-hmm. where your past traumas would manifest. And it was almost like a kind of therapy, right? And there was a sort of Tony Robbins guy who ran the place. And Jason heard I had this idea and knew it was inspired by Fantasy Island. So he went to Sony and he got the rights to Fantasy Island. And he said, why don't we just do your idea as Fantasy Island? I was like, all right, let's go.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like your original story too. I like that idea.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's the movie that we made,
yeah.
You know? Like every one of the fantasies, you know, some more than others, are supposed to really function as therapy mm-hmm. for the guest because it's set up so that ultimately they do learn a lesson that they ask for what they want, but they get what they need if they survive.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, because that was a few moments in the film last night where I kind of went, okay.
Yeah, and they even say that, you know, yeah. Gwen says, Maggie Q's character says to Penny, it's not what I want, but it's what I need. And then at the end of the movie, someone else says that to Rourke, says it's not what you want, but it's what you need.
Do you have a lot of say in casting?
Well, that's what's great about working with Jason Blum is he creates a space for artists to tell stories mm-hmm. and to have complete freedom mm-hmm. and to do exactly what they want. So I get final cut, I get to cast what I want, I get to shoot where I want, I get to do whatever I want, I just can't go over budget. You know, it's a low budget film, it's a micro budget film. So he says, here are your resources, I'm here to support you, I'm here to help you, I will protect you. And you get to do whatever you want.
Yeah, Mr. Blum's a cool guy.
Yeah, no, he's changed filmmaking.
Yeah, the two characters, the two brothers, that was a really nice break in the film because the others were so intense, but these two...
They're fun together, aren't they?
They really are. And I do love the twist at the end when we find out what the...
No spoilers,
What he has.
There is a fun little moment at the very end that audiences love. I'm a big believer in this idea that how you begin a movie is important, mm-hmm. but nothing is more important than how you end a movie, how people feel when your movie is over. And I always try to make sure my final moment is one of my strongest moments. I don't want to have these sort of extended epilogues where people are like, oh, wasn't that interesting? Okay, I'll miss you. Just boom, it just goes on and on. I want my last moment to be one of my biggest moments, if not the biggest.
Well, the film is definitely entertaining. It's like, and I see it's coming out of Valentine's.
Yes.
And I overheard a couple of people going, you know, it could be a good Valentine date movie.
Yes, right? By design. A lot more fun than movies about old video games.
Oh.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh. Well, for family, that one.
Is yeah, really yeah, sure, sure, sure.
But for the older,
the younger, I think Fantasy Island's for everyone. The kids can see Sonic, or just let the kids stay home and play video games and go see Fantasy Island. That's my advice.
The young adults to the older will definitely enjoy Fantasy Island, especially, like I said, it's not the Fantasy Island of my youth, but it's still enjoyable.
Good. Now, how is it different than the Fantasy Island of your youth?
There's more dark moments.
Now, the show is pretty dark.
Yeah, but maybe because the show was dark, but here it seems like it's right there. It's kind of like right there in your face. So I think that's why, for me, it just feels like, okay, this feels a little bit more darker.
Yeah,
than
that's fair. Yeah. I mean, look, Roddy McDowell shows up in an episode playing the devil. I'm not sure it gets much darker than that.
Yeah, but then I suppose compared to on the big screen.
Yeah.
On the small screen, you know, what they could get away because they did get away with much more on Fantasy Island on the television show than you would expect.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, because it was on, I think it was on at 10 or it was on later.
It was later.
Yeah,
it was
after Love Boat. Yeah, after Love
Boat. Yeah. But I still say you were a youngster and your parents let you watch that?
I remember it. I think I watched it more in reruns and kind of caught up with it later. But, you know, I think it went off the air in the mid-80s, so I would have been like, you know, eight or nine. Mm-hmm. So I had some more awareness of it.
There you go. So let's say this comes out this weekend and it's a success. Do you foresee maybe a franchise?
Listen, I believe that if you plan for the sequel, there ain't going to be a sequel. So I never think that way.
Okay.
If there's a good idea, whether it's my idea or someone else's idea, I put it in the movie because I want all the best ideas in the film because I want the film to work. And I want the story to not feel like chapter one of a book. I want the story to feel complete. I want it to feel like this story had to be told, that everyone involved in this story is forever changed by their experience, because storytelling is about change. And if they survive to the end, they should be fundamentally different than when they began, that the journey was worth it, that it was hard, but they learned something. And I think if you're just trying to set up a larger narrative, you often miss that point. So I don't really think about sequels. That being said, if the movie is a hit and I have a chance to go back to Fantasy Island, obviously I would kill to do that.
Well, I'm glad you answered that because, lately it feels like just so many movies are coming out and everybody is looking for the franchise. And it is nice to just go see a movie and that's the movie. You don't have to, it doesn't have an ending where you go, okay, it's coming back. So I'm glad that you feel that way. And so, where was this film?
All the principal photography was in Fiji. Right? Ah, we shot the whole movie in Fiji. We did some additional photography to try some different things and clean up a couple moments here in the States. But the movie was shot in Fiji. Fantasy Island was made in Fiji, and it couldn't have been made anywhere else because, first of all, Fiji is so beautiful, right? And I didn't have money to create scenery. So what's great about Fiji is I could just get two actors on a beach and turn on the camera and it looks like this massive movie. And also, the country of Fiji really embraced the film. The film commission's incredibly supportive. The communities where we shot were also really supportive. I'm so grateful to Fiji for helping us make the movie. We could not have done it without them.
Yeah, that was beautiful scenery, of course. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm going, well, I think that's Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more, there's very exotic places in Hawaii, but it was just something about it that you
wonder.
No, it was really...
That's lurking. Lurking.
It's lurking. Okay. We got me all confused now.
That's all
right. Hi, Diablo.
We're talking about Fiji, so it looked a little bit like Hawaii.
The production time.
Yes.
How much time did you actually have with your budget and the time and the
we
travel?
We shot for 36 days.
Oh, not very long.
Nope.
Not very long.
Micro-budget filmmaking. Like I said, you get the freedom, but you got to do it for a price.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you get the freedom to do what you want, so you make it work.
Yeah, make it work.
Make it work. Well, this is coming out on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably already working on something next.
Got a couple things. You know, as a filmmaker and a writer and producer, you have to be entrepreneurial. You have to think about what's next. I've got several projects I'm close on, but, you know, nothing's been greenlit yet. Hopefully soon.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Wedlow.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time.
It was a pleasure.
So nice meeting
you. Thank you. Meeting you too.
Thanks, Angela.